Welcome to another edition of the Stout Cast podcast. This time we are at the California State Fair, and we have several tents gathered around. We have Feather Falls Brewing, who we have tried multiple times to get on for a podcast previously. We have failed until today. Today is a glorious and wonderful day. Hi, everybody. Bob Moffitt here.
I'm Patrick Grass. I'm a brewer at Feather Falls.
Fantastic. How do you spell your last name?
G-R-A-S-S, like the grass you walk on.
Fantastic. I would have shorted you a G, probably, but that's just me. All right. So what are we? We are offering a stout. God love you, because it's like 102 degrees outside.
I know.
Some people are not like, they're like, oh, I can't have a stout. It's too hot. And then that's when we make fun of them.
Those people are missing out.
They really are. So what do we have here? Tell me about the beer.
That's the Volcano Mudslide Stout. Won gold here at the California State Fair. We label that as a sweet stout, but it's a really a well-balanced, full-bodied stout. And the boil, we use lactose. Last 10 minutes of the boil, we'll throw a lot of lactose in. It gives it that beautiful body to it. We also add some really heavy bittering hops, but we're not using any aroma hops. So that gives it that sweetness gets to be on a little bit of the display. And that bitterness balances that out. We use California ale yeast. House yeast, it's wonderful. I mean, this is one of the beers that this brewery has been making for years. It's won many more awards than here at the State Fair. It's just a really solid stout recipe.
All right, tell me about the bittering hops, because I'm not a big fan of hops, and I can taste it at the end. It's got that. I guess it's bitter. It's like a bitter taste, but it's not like bitter beer face. It's not that bad.
Exactly.
What is that, and why is it there?
It's Magnum hops. Those are a workhorse hop in the bittering hop field. So you can use those, and they'll bitter any beer, but they're not going to give you that bitter coating of your tongue. They're just they're like your 60-minute boiled hops. You always throw in those. You're never going to use a Magnum hop for an aroma hop, for a flavoring hop. This is going to just a great hop that cuts that sweetness of the lactose that we add, and it adds balance to that beer.
Fantastic. All right, so the rating scale was excellent, very good, fair, poor, or cat. As in, you would not feed it to said animal. So, I'm so excited that I'm actually able to have you guys on the podcast. That this is awesome. I got to tell you, I'm not crazy about the hops at the end. I like it. I like the taste to disappear and to not be bitter. That's the one thing I love about stouts, is that there is no bitterness. So when there is some, then I'm like, nah. But that said,
so I tell you what, if you like that, you need to come to the brewery and have our Volcano Mudslide on nitro, because nitro smooths out all those flavors, and it's just a velvet coating on your tongue that everybody loves. Every time I go to the brewery, that's the beer I choose, because that's the only beer I can't take home with me, because you can't package a nitro beer very well unless you have that widget that Guinness has. So if that is just a little off for you, you go and have that nitro stout, and that's all you're going to want to drink.
That sounded like an invitation.
Yeah, you should come.
All right, I'm there. Invitation accepted. All right, I'm going to give it a very good. I like how it finishes in that it doesn't hang around forever. The taste is really good. And you said it would be qualified as a sweet stout, but it doesn't.
No, it's more balanced than sweet. But it's in the sweet stout category, because we add the lactose to it. So
why would it not be a milk stout then?
No, it could be a milk stout too. Yeah, those categories are very fluid.
No pun intended?
Yeah, no pun intended.
All right, outstanding. Well, we got a beer that we've always wanted to have on the podcast. We have a brewery we always wanted to have on the podcast. And we got an invitation to boot. So really, this is like the three horsemen of the apocalypse.
Yeah.
In our case, the horsemen of the apocalypse is a good thing.
Come to the brewery. Ask for me, and I will show you a good time.
All right, fantastic. What other stouts do you have?
We've got Celtic Dream, which is a dry Irish stout, and it's a seasonal you'll find around St. Patrick's Day.
Well, if I'm Scottish, will I feel guilty about drinking it? Oh. And you're Scottish too, by the way.
Not at all. You'll start thinking like you're a United Kingdom Brit, and you want to just, stay with the Union. That's what you'll start thinking.
Yeah, I'm right now. I got visions of George Washington on the Delaware, and I'm like, hell no,
yeah,
screw the Union.
Have this stout, so
no, he did not. Yeah.
So, yeah. So you were tell me about where did that come from?
It came from inspiration. I like drinking Guinness, but you know, trying to find a good Guinness here in America is really hard. The best Guinness I've ever had when I was in Amsterdam, coming right over the North Sea. That was the best Guinness. And when I had that, I was like, I've got to make a beer like this. Yep. So I took that recipe and tweaked it. I've also had a nice stout in Columbia, Missouri called Option 2, made by Burr Oak Brewing. And they add a lot of biscuit malt to their stout. And that gave me the idea to use some biscuit malt. And it makes a really good flavorful stout.
Was the first one, did it have absinthe in it? Or did you have absinthe in you when you tasted it?
No absinthe, but maybe a little bit of cannabis.
Trace Ocampo, brother-in-law to the brother-in-law, which makes us twins. What did you think of the stout? What were you expecting? Could you tell that it had lactose in it?
No, it was actually pretty light. I did not think it was. I usually associate a stout with something a little bit more heavier body kind of thing. No, that was light. So, definitely.
So it's classified as a sweet stout, but it could also be a milk stout.
Sweet stout, I would say. Yes, definitely. I don't know, but I don't think it...
That's what Grass said. So Grass made the thing, so I'm going to trust his judgment.
Okay, all right. So, you can step out of the sun there, bud, because
I'm blocking the loudmouth lady behind us. Oh. See, with my body. See, I'm like a human sound shield right now. I'm protecting the integrity of the podcast, Grace.
Well, that's okay, because I'm standing behind Shade. Yeah, and I'm comfortable.
And I'm sacrificing. See, this is the level of sacrifice.
There we go. I like that. Yeah, that's
absolutely.
Like that.
I should take a selfie of me just blinded by the light. All right. How did it finish? Did you like how it finished?
Yeah, I did. I absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, I may end up my evening after IPAs with that.
It was kind of bitter, and I guess it was because they used bitter malt or bitter hops at
the
end.
That's correct, right.
So, but it wasn't overly bitter. It wasn't like hoppy IPA finish.
No.
So, all right, rating system, excellent, very good, good, fair, poor, cat.
First out. It's good. It was good. Exceptionally good. Right, exceptionally.
Excellent, very good.
Excellent, exceptionally good.
So very good.
Yes.
Very good. All right. Fair enough. All right. We've got an excellent. We have a very good. We have another very good. And that does it, because the California State Fair, which promised, I think they had, I don't know how many breweries they had entered or how many stout categories they had. There's one brewery that has a stout. There's actually only like 9 tenths here.
Oh,
so.
Right. And yeah. I mean, but, literally, you have like 82 IPA entries.
Yeah.
Right. So stouts, you got one that's being represented here, which I think is, you know, pretty dismal. It's a sad performance.
I would like you to turn around and check out the man with the elevator shoe cowboy boots. And just give me your thoughts.
Okay. Oh, no.
No, the guy over there in the blue shirt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah. That's all right.
You're
it
a
is,
fan?
It is what it is.
You're a fan? Stuff,
you know? Hey, it's California.
There you go. Fair enough. All right, and on that note, we're going to sign out from the California State Fair. And what turned out to be an awesome interview with Mr. Grass from Feather Falls Brewing. Just a reminder that the podcast can be found on not only all the places where you listen to podcasts, but also the website, which is stoutcast.com. We have a beer list. We have a best of list. We have the stouts broken up by different categories. We have all kinds of ways for you to check out stouts and find one that is the right stout for you. Until next time, for Matt Gauthier, for Trace Ocampo, I'm Bob Moffitt. Thank you for joining us from Sacramento, California. We'll catch you next time on the Stoutcast at stoutcast.com.